ثم الصلاة على المصطفى بالسلم مع داعي صوت وسلم دائما ابدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما ابدا على رسولك خير محمدا مع داعي صل وسلم دائما ابدا على طه سيد المرسلين. بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم يا خير من نفدت القائم عبوه فطاب من طيبهن القاع والكرم روح يا بقدر انت ساحره فيه العطاء وفيه الجود والكرم هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هرم من الاقوال مقتحم. يا ربي للمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. اما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى اعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولهن مثل الذي عليهن بالمعروف وقال تعالى وعاشروهن بالمعروف وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم تنكح المرأة لأربع لمالها ولجمالها ولحسبها ولدينها فاضطرت لذات الدين تبدت يدا او كما قال عليه الصلاه والسلام. يا جدتي primarily for the nikah that is going to take place inshallah and this is bayan also before the nikah and bayan also with regard to nikah and we are all in need of this. Those of us who are married for perhaps 40-50 years that applies to us. Those who are married for more less time applies to them, those who are contemplating marriage to them also. And in fact, like Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu should not issue a business license to a person until we do the masala of business or the masala of how to do business according to Islamic law. Just like today you want to drive a car on a public road, you have to go for the driving test, you have to have a license. Then you are permitted to drive on the public road. So that it is very, very important also for nikah also, that the man also learns what the rules and regulations are with regard to nikah. Then we will have a wonderful marriage and we will have good results. Similarly, for Hajj also, a person must learn all the masail, all the fazail, the virtues, everything about Hajj. Then he goes for Hajj, inshallah his Hajj will be completely different. And in that way, the whole of being we have to learn. But unfortunately, we are so caught up in the system that we don't have time for all. How many of us feel we haven't got time for 5 times namaz? And those who are making, they've got time. They are making their namazes 5 times with jamaat and they are very on the track also. And those others feel, no, we can't manage. We have to feel like this. For example, with the work of the Prayer and also. Many of us feel that I can't, yeah, I haven't got the time. But those who are away are doing regularly. Some are doing 4 months every year, 40 days every year. The true girls, everything they are doing for the Amal. And they very much with that. So it's from our side that we need to push ourselves a bit. And then we come to our side. We start famously in the hadith that if a person comes a handstand to Allah so much, he goes towards Allah, Allah comes in arms length. And if he goes in arms length, Allah comes 2 arms length. Not physically, of course, Allah's help, Allah's madad, Allah's barakat, rahmat comes on the person. If a person goes walking, Allah comes running to that person. All that is not physical, of course, now to be done, but it means the physical may happen, and the sign comes much more greater. In every matter, we must just have that initiative in us, that what is called inaba, just that desire, and then Allah will open it. We have to nikah, various ones. Just like I went through the whole circle of nikah, and in which inshallah, many of us should have. One point also is, which we also think is a weather, which is not a weather. The people ask, did the hen come first or the chicken come first? That is all people. Because for us it is clear, Allah sent this animal in the world. And in Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when that was the whole world, then Allah only put this animal in your heart, and then from there to break. So, who came first? Did the baby come first or did Adam alayhi salam? Adam alayhi salam came. Hawa alayhi salam, Allah created her from Adam alayhi salam. They came in this world and from there Allah made the progeny of Adam alayhi salam spread in the world. So there is no rhythm. We all think it's a big rhythm. That is because the baby first or the hand first. There's no rhythm whatsoever. Allah made the hand and made eggs. Chicken started coming and everything happened. So everything is in the Qudrat today, and what a sad thing that without us realizing, our children are being indoctrinated for this. We also, up to very recently, this question was in my mind, is a chicken first or an egg? Alhamdulillah, looking at Quran, Sharif, and the open mirror, there is a clear cut story. There is no ambiguity. It is clear, Allah said it first. So all this is very important. Our children are being taught the Hobbes theory of evolution, which is also total open. The Big Bang theory, all these wrong things. And we are just happy they are going, they are going to whatever they are going to. So we have to understand. So here also, it should start first with marriage and then carry on. The children are born, they are following the cycle. Or must we start first with the child? How do we bring up a child? So first is the marriage. And the Allah married Adam, Islam, the Hawa, Islam, and children. And they were married, and then they started having children. So in marriage, few points in this little time that we have, which we hope it makes me benefit all of us, and we pay attention, and we try and listen with the need of making Allah. Just that we are sitting there and we just think, then inshallah there won't be so much better. We will get the sawab and all of us make niyat of i'tikaf. So while we are in the masjid now, we are taking sawab of i'tikaf. And i'tikaf between Maghrib and Isha is also a great reward. It's a great reward. So many of us here work for Maghrib, we will make Isha. So we will take all of the niyat also. So anyway, when marriage takes place, first of all, when we want to marry, the first thing is to choose a wife. A person wants a boy, wants a good girl, a girl wants a good boy, that's common. So here also, the best marriage, which even now, though we don't need it at all, scientifically it has been proven that the best marriage is an arranged marriage, not a love marriage. But today, unfortunately, most of the marriages are love marriages. We become in contact before time, we are through the internet, through all various things, and then they fall in love and all that, and after that they get married. And an arranged marriage is where the parents of the boy think who is a good girl for my son, or the parents of the girl think who is a good boy for my daughter, and they arrange the marriage. They go in school, they arrange it, and the boy and girl did not know one another from any side. And then they get married. The best marriage is that the most lasting, the most barakah is in that type of a marriage. In fact, Allah Ta'ala says, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ, one of the many, many, many signs of Allah's existence, Allah's qudrat, Allah's oneness, Allah's power. If only we can see this is marriage is an occasion in Kaaba that we can recognize it. Allah says there is an occasion, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ, and خَتَفَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنْفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا, that Allah has created your fathers from you, yourself, from your own time. Allah has created, Allah created your father. We have to look for it. One आज इन एक्सपीरियंस ऑफ यू टूडे दिस इज दैट इट कम्स इन द हदीस शरीफ इफ वी मेक तवक्कुल डिपेंड ऑन अल्लाह ताला एज वी आर रिक्वायर्ड टू डिपेंड ऑन अल्लाह दैट वी ट्रस्ट अल्लाह रब्बिल आलमीन एटसेट्रा अल्लाह शुड फीड अस हाउ ही फीड्स द बर्ड्स They wake up hungry in the morning and they sleep full stomach at night. And they got no shop, no job, no nothing. So, but in there also, the effort, the bird is doing. Not sitting in its nest and waiting for the rooster to come. Yeah, it has to go out and learn to eat. So in there also, our partners, Allah has fixed that, but we have to look for that. And that arrangement, and when a person is sincere and we follow thee, You will be guided to the right path. And then your marriage will be not a golden marriage of Jannah in this world. You will have a life of Jannah. So when we look for a partner, then the Hadith has guided us who we should look for. How? What the teacher, what the Mu'allim, what the Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how he spelled it out for us. He told us that generally in the world, people were married for one of four reasons. Tunkahul Marhat, Tunkahul Marhat, Limalina, for her wealth. Because she's a rich woman, that's why you married her. And ulama have explained that if a person marries for the wealth of a person, this is the way of the Jews. Then your life will go in that direction. Because you're putting the foundation of your life in that direction. And your life will go in that direction in dunya. Just earning, etc. Wali Jamal for her beauty. That is the way of the Christians. They marry for beauty. And then your life will go in that direction. You just worry about beauty for the children, etc. Wali Nasabla. And for her social standing in society, what is social? The woman of a big family, top family she got married to. That is the way of the Hindus. And Wali Deen for her deen. Because she's got me. If you marry, and that is the way of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So if you marry with a deen, I want deen in the Quran. And for my daughter, I want deen in the Quran. And here again, there's another great difference which we also should understand. Many of us think Za'ali, so it's got me. Or Za'ali, she's an alim, she's got me. There is a great difference between Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We can't say they really have. For her knowledge, the deen, knowledge of namaz is one thing. And a person, there are many people who write big books on what subjects. One time, in one place, they were opening a masjid. And they asked us also to come, we also went. And one ambassador of a foreign country, Muslim country, and he was also invited, and they put up a masjid, that Muslim country. So the ambassador also came, and he was in tie and suit. But he was just speaking on sunnahs, the importance of sunnahs. Now, maybe his concept of sunnah is something else. But as we will understand, here is the sunnah that he's speaking upon. So that should not happen in the class. So the deen, that you got a knowledge of deen, but when you practice on that path, you know sunnahs. But when you practice the sunnah, that is what is deen. Knowledge of deen is one thing, and when you practice, Allah Akbar. Muhammad Ahmad Iyaz Sahib Rahmatullah Ali gave such a wonderful explanation of this. He said, knowledge of deen, which we acquire, that is called knowledge which takes you to Allah, that you practice on. So whatever we learn of deen, we heard about the purpose of Durood Sharif. Are we reading Durood Sharif? Perhaps a person himself is telling other people the virtues of Durood is so much, but he himself is not reading. He's got the knowledge of the virtues of Durood, but the deen of Durood is not in his life. So that has to come also. So Muhammad said that a person, the knowledge of deen is the thing that makes you come to practice. That will be called knowledge. If you don't practice, then that was darkness. It wasn't new, it wasn't knowledge of me. It was just for some whatever other reason. And when our mind coming to our lives. When we start practicing on that knowledge, then Allah Ta'ala's conscience comes alive in us. And when Allah's conscience becomes alive, a person won't commit gunas. Today we think it is very far-fetched to think that Allah is watching all the time. Allah is present, Allahu Hazir, Allah is watching. Allahu Hazir, Allah is present with you. When that conscience will come, then whether you are so many women who went to a shopping for some necessity and all women and how they dressed or whatever, but it won't affect you because you know Allah is watching. Maybe never Kunti never passed on. On my eyes, these eyes were watching. Allah was watching. Kaash isse khabar mujhe pehle se ho. Only if I knew from before that I'm being watched. I'm looking around everywhere, but if I only knew that I'm being watched. Like a person goes to a supermarket and just for whatever reason, he picks up something and he puts it in his pocket, his store. He's caught on CCTV. When he's leaving about, they report that. So the security tells you, sir, madam, we would just let you have a word with me. Go into office, they tell you in the store, and always everyone denies you. We show you the footage, the video footage. Now you can't deny. Now you say you are new, which is never in the past. So like that, Allah is watching us every moment, whether we in our bedrooms, whether we in the toilet, whether in public, everywhere, that consciousness must come. And that will come when our amal are there. And that will come when we got the knowledge of deen. May Allah give us the knowledge and make us like that. May all of us that made mistakes make tawbah to Allah Ta'ala. And then Allah forgives when a person makes sincere tawbah. Allah is ready to forgive. Start with a new slate. How many people are bound for Hajj now? A person who makes Hajj, can Allah grant all Hajj maqbool. They come to know in waladatku ummu, that the day the mother gave birth to them, all the past gunas are forgiven. So how many of us went for Hajj? So Allah gives us that. So anyway, we should see who we choose. That is important. One part. The next part after that is the nikah itself. And this also we find it was always so simple. Wherever a match is found, it comes in the hadith, don't delay it. Make a nikah sooner. Janaza is ready, don't delay. This one is coming, that one is coming. We are not just waiting another few minutes, wait. That when it's ready, as soon as possible, make it. And mashallah, this is coming alive. There are so many cases a person passes away between Maghrib and Isha, after Isha, maybe 10, 11 o'clock. How many cases? A person passes away 8 o'clock in the morning, 11 o'clock is buried. This is the correct. And this has impressed family members that what a wonderful suffer. Then again, the teaching is for the funeral, when for 3 days you make the Aziz Samad, you may console the bereaved, etc. People who are from far, it's different, the people who are around there. So after 3 days, carry on with them. Don't carry on brooding and then. Allah's hukam, Allah made it like that. And we must learn to accept this. This also, we are frightened to die. We are frightened, like father dies, what will happen? This one, correct. No, Allah's system is working. And nobody can understand the system of Allah. Allah knows his system. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, when Musa alayhi wa sallam questioned Khizr alayhi wa sallam with the 3 instances, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stood there and said, may Allah have mercy on Musa, if he should have kept quiet, many more secrets should have come. All those things there, we heard it. When he damaged the ship, he killed a little boy, a wall that was falling down, he put it up again, and the reason he gave was 100% correct. So just like that, Allah's system is perfect, 100%, most fair system, and most just system, and nobody can undo this. Many times we realize later that I was going through all this trouble while it was. Then we realize that Allah knows. Anyway, so when the nikah was signed in the hadith, the Sahaba, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, in fact, one nikah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, while they were preparing most probably, subject to correction, Brahman Jihad Expedition. Vika took place. And there, Walima. And what was the Walima? That everyone who got their little puffs, the food, everyone came. Did he? And he had. On one occasion, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam distributed milk. And that was the Walima. So Walima also is a simple thing. So, and all this today, what then, what haven't we brought in that? Maybe party, and whole weeks of this party, that party, and in which halls we are eating it today, and where we are eating it, and what was today, not that the, perhaps the women don't wear hookah, but the chairs are coming. It's really very, very sad what things are happening. Well, we may laugh, but really think of it. Where is our money going? And also, as somebody has said, what kind of money we eat is, it goes in such things. So, what kind of money we are earning, it will go then in such things. So, all those things we have to be careful. Keep the liquor under the juice, the boil, herb, as I mentioned, according to it, very quickly, it is much more detailed, and we have to learn this, go for a course of this. And then, at home, Appa teaches the girls, really grown up girls, she teaches them, and she says, please make arrangement in the dharma room to teach the boys. Because they also lack a lot of these things. And then what troubles happen afterwards? Though they read all the masail, kitab and nikah, everything, but how to treat the wife, etc., it's just not a gather. They don't know what are the rights of the wife, etc. So then the nikah itself is, you have made a proposal, make the nikah, and the best place are in the nikah, make the elan. And a simple way of the elan, Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Niyaz Sahib, Hazrat Maulana Ibrahim Niyaz Sahib, Hazrat Maulana, whenever any of these children were getting ready, the first thing was seen. After Juma, he would stand up and he would announce in Gujarati, he would know that my son is getting married, my daughter is getting married, the people would sit down. He made an alarm. He made a very gosh, and that also how it's printed, and what envelope is put in, and put there a ribbon across it, and then something else again. How lot of expense. And a special day or weekend to write the names of all who we are inviting. Or how much way, and we all happy that we are in Islam, we are in peace. And it's nothing like an engagement party. It's nothing like that. So once the isha is made, proposal is made, proposal is accepted, as soon as possible make the nikah. And it also comes, don't worry your finances, that are not yet, the girl comes with girls. And in one hadith of Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, if I am not mistaken, subject to correction, one sahabi was poor, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told him to get married. The solution to that is to get married. And Allah will lead you for the marriage. But we haven't got the trust in Allah. So the whole thing, I don't have to go into details, you will know much more what is happening. In all, in the name of Walima, today what things are happening. Or in the reception at the bride's place, or then also, and all the other things you will know more, let us carry on, but that is simple, straightforward, according to Sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Then it comes down when the husband and wife are together now. The first night, the kitab explained, make two rakats of namaz, let the husband be the imam, and make two rakats of nafil namaz, make dua after that. If our marriage is on that foundation, we should have fought it before, through our meeting. And today, when the parents' blessings, not permission, when their blessings, they are meeting before. And the parents, in many cases, are insisting, you must meet, you can't just get married, you must know the person. We are Muslims, we have to follow our Quran and our Hadith, our Sharia. We are not ordinary people who follow any way of life of this one or that one. Anyone who is follow the correct. We all want the barakah. He said in Islam has promised that you get this barakah, that barakah. But we are not doing things according to Islam. So how are we going to get the barakah? The barakah, if you bought a ticket to go to Jeddah and the plane was overbooked, And now you couldn't get onto the plane and go to Vijaya, Saudi Airlines, for example. And you say, well, I'll sit in Qantas going for Spain. And I'll make dua and I'll tell all the hadiths of the world, and you must make dua for me that I reach Vijaya and I reach Makkah. But you went on a different route. How are you going to reach there? Today, our hearts, we are living a different route, but we run the barakat of Islam. The barakat of Islam will come when we follow the road of Islam. Then the barakat which has been promised will come. Allah and no angel. We are making a musafra discussion. I also need, we all need. And we all have to correct ourselves, some more, some less, but we all have to correct ourselves. We have to bring this. So, first night spending, it's written, learn. It's written in the kitabs clearly. This kitab in English available. But learn about it, how to start our nita, how to make the nita, how to use the nita. Then, very soon, inshallah, Allah gives children. Now the upbringing of the children. That is another very important thing. Many times, the upbringing of the children is not according to Islam also. The clothes, for example, we buy even before the child is born. Today we go for swans, we tell you it's a boy or it's a girl, whether it comes up right or wrong, but we tell you. And then you buy the clothes, and what kind of clothes we are buying. Today a child of 2 years, all of us think, me, myself, also our grandchildren, whoever they are, when we see that child, does it look like a Muslim child? What sign of Islam is on that child? For a boy, he makes Hakran Sunnah, that Alhamdulillah is alive, may Allah keep it alive in the woman. It's a great, great, great Sunnah, with great medical benefits. So great medical benefits, we cannot imagine. It's got great, great medical benefits. But anyway, that is hidden, nobody looks at that. But the outfit of a boy, a girl, you can't make out he's a Muslim boy or not. Usually when some buzur comes, Maulana comes to the house, then quickly they put out a dhoti for the child, and many times they don't find a right dhoti, an oversized dhoti that's covering the ears also. And that is only when he makes salam with Maulana. Once he goes, he takes it to truth. He doesn't want to wear the dhoti. The girl, we haven't got a good number, but now Maulana came and we little girl, 3-4 years, she's allowed to go. And that also, just put an oversized look on the girl. And you can see she's not used to that life. And, or you stay in a day at somebody's place, then how they dress for the day. But you ask every day you dress like this. It's a different story. So the upbringing, the language of the child. What language he used. How many of us, Allah forgive us, how many complaints we get? The husband using F's and B's on the wife in front of the children. And how he's behaving in front of the children. That is what they learn. They're not going to listen to your lecture. We don't give lectures. What our behavior is, that is coming in the children. The mother, how she was with her children. Okay? For example, how many times the mother will tell the child, today the milk spilled over, but don't tell them. You are teaching the child to that. Or you will say that the cat drank the milk. Or whatever else we teach the child. How many? We teach them all the wrong things. And then today we've got in our mind that Islam is a star. Allah reward the Tabligh Jama'at. They are creating an environment slowly, slowly it is coming. The ulama, they are working, trying to bring an Islamic environment, etc. Allah brings the day and it's going to come. Ups and downs will come. Allah keep us steadfast, keep us firm on our iman. Death will also come. But Allah keep us steadfast and the day is going to come. It has been said in the hadith, when Hazrat Mahdi radiallahu anhu will come, the whole world there will be Islam. Whenever that will be, Allah knows his system. But it will come. And today there is a great change that is coming. All of us will. For example, many of us here, especially the little elderly, will remember a time when we didn't have offices for Tarawih. Alam Tarawih in most of the masjids. Today for a hafiz, you find a place is a Islamic place. At one time there were few ulama. One alim in a town, many towns, no alim. But today, Alhamdulillah, every town, how many ulama? And what quality of animals? Alhamdulillah, that's not of Qazar. At one time, if one man had kept his ear, he was called Dharma or Bharata, who was one man who kept his ear. Very few people should go for Hajj, and Hajj was big Umrah we never heard. Today, Alhamdulillah, people are going, Allah make it easy for everyone to go all the way. Allah opens the ways, remove obstacles, and we carry on going. So, all this yet is a great change. Today, how many nikahs take place at the Ishima? There is a different thing that some people will have some reception or something, but many, I mean, some will bring this nikah, inshallah, they're in the masjid. And hopefully, they even all the other things will be just a simple nikah, straightforward. That is how it should be. Now, when the children come, we try and bring them up. A girl from South Africa who is married to three young men. She explained that 4-year-old children, 3.5, 4-year, 4.5, they read Quran Sharif, no study and college. She said, I don't see it here in South Africa. Once we went to Mozambique, Maputo, and Papa went to one madrasa, and the little children, how they were reading Quran Sharif, so correct and sahih, that we still have to come to. That our, if we are there, have come to the age of 3 and 4, with the mother, if she reads Quran Sharif correct, and she reads everything, and she teaches the child, before the child goes maktab, it knows Takhti, it knows Qaida already, and all of the Ruh properly, the Maharaj properly also, and the child is reading correctly. But this will come if we make an effort on it. We have one person, last night Jamaat was for us, gave a beautiful example. He said the example of Iman, just an example, is like money. And Amal is like goods, material things that we buy. Now in order to buy things for our house, we need furniture, or we need curtains, when we furnish the house, everything. We need groceries every month, we need fish, whatever we got, we need money. So we go to work. For work, it's not an effort. We don't have to go. 7 o'clock, I must be on duty. 8 o'clock, I must be on duty. You are there. 12, 5 o'clock. Even if your wife is sick, but you have to come to work, and there's serious matter, you will stay blind, take off. But you know, this is my job. Why? I'll get money. End of it. When I got money, I'll buy groceries, I'll buy furniture, I'll buy this, I'll buy that. So we have to make an effort for money. When we got Iman, Amal. Without this Iman, the conviction, the smallest excuse is enough that I can't make namaz to it. It's too difficult. You got that Iman, the conviction will be increased. The Iman, and you know that if I do wrong, what Allah will punish me. Mahmud Zahra, one person wrote to me and said that, many times I'm overwhelmed by my nafs and I'm overwhelmed. I try very hard. Hazrat Mufti Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, for that part of the question he wrote back, and he said, study what is the punishment of the guna, like lying, like lying, looking at other women in the hadith, all the punishments are many. Many are mentioned. So when you agree that, and when that guna, the temptation comes, think of that punishment. And that will help you tremendously that you will stay away from it. Then you won't say, I can't help it, my nerves overcomes. I'm too weak. You need to go to work, even if you've got a headache, you know you need your money, you have to put your hands on your money. You have to do this. You don't use any flimsy excuse. If we knew that if we don't come for Fajr, what the punishment is, then even if it's raining or hot, and the weather is bad, but we make it for Fajr. And we know what is the virtue of it, we will come for us. So let that, with our children, when we are bringing them up, teach them this. And if it's in us, it will come in our children. Make it an idol. At one time, it was common in the whole Muslim societies of the world, wherever they were, after Fajr, from every Muslim house, the sound of Quran Sharif. All of them Quran Sharif. After Maghrib, Quran Sharif. They were learning, they were all there. And till today, we went to Mombasa. And I was so happy because I wanted to hear it. We came out of the masjid, Maghrib time, and there we walked in every house for us. And in that old part of Mombasa, where we had car park going in the streets, the narrow roads. But that was alive. Today the TV is alive in every house. One time, one user, he walked in the streets of Medina, and he had seen a dream that the Jews have entered every Muslim house. So he was worried about it, and about 2 weeks later, he was going back from the mosque to his house, and he saw the shop selling TVs. Then he realized that's the meaning of Islam. That the TV which is in our house, and today not in the house, it is on our land. Everywhere, all the time, with the cell phone, you just watching what you want, anything in the world, you are watching it all the time. So our children, and we know our children, that when you will get cell phone, you make salam, you don't hear. When you talk to them, you shout at them, you have to shake them, still they don't hear. There is no encrust in it. Really, if we don't look after our children, and whatever it might be, but we'll be so engrossed. Ask ourselves in namaz, are we so engrossed in our namaz? How we should be engrossed in namaz is how we see the children engrossed in that when they play their games. Just to give you one little idea of that. Hazrat Maulana Hussain Ahmad Madani Rahmatullah, great. Was once making namaz in his house, sunnah namazes, and then he should go to the masjid for the first namaz. And he loved this, what you call this, flowers that grow on the walls.
Creepers.
He loved the flowers generally, and there was a creeper. So while he was making namaz, from the creeper that was going over the place, a snake had come, and it was about 50 centimeters from his feet. And he was crazy, devotion, not knowing anything. The woman of the house saw this happening. So he called some men from outside, they went in Banda and they killed it. And what then? Some of the leaders also fell off the neck. When Maulana finished his namaz, he said that this who broke the leaves of this creeper? Because he liked the flowers and the leaves. So he said, Maulana, don't you know what happened? There was a snake just above the head. No idea. And he wasn't even ruffled after that. Peacefully, calmly, he walked in the city to the lady. So engrossed in namaz. If we get 1 billionth of such a namaz, such a moment in our life, we are fortunate. And he is every namaz used to be. So this is how we understand how children are engrossing that on the phone today with their games. And almost all the games have got some satanic influence. And they are influencing our children. Satanism is taking foot in the world. Muslim countries, non-Muslim countries. And in such a subtle way that we are promoting it. We don't. We buy the phone for the child. We say he's just playing games. One time was PlayStation that we keep. We rather buy a PlayStation instead of the child going to the neighbors. We keep a TV inside of the child going to the neighbors because now everyone is got it on his hand. Where are we waiting from? Where are we going from the other? So this is very important for the parents. Is marriage is not just one this month and it's all over or something. It's a great responsibility. The Quran Sharif explains about marriage, Allah mentions it's a sacred institution. It's not just giving vent to your lust, and you just want to satisfy your lust. It's a great ibadah. They used to take nikah as an ibadah, and it's a very great ibadah. And when you take it as an ibadah, you will bring it back. Now, if we bring our children up like that, then we will get a case where we have, for example, Imam Bukhari rahmatullah. Where at the age, a very young age, he was finished with his Bukhari Sharif, he was giving fatwas, whatever. Many of our great ulama, at young ages, they were, what excellence they did acquire. Today we don't acquire it whole life also. Then we haven't gone that way. Today we go in different directions. Then we will get such ulama, and then we will get what we call a Muslim society. And that is what we have to strive for. So, it suffice on that one. Then the next day we start worship and will grow up. They know their responsibilities and then they will carry on. One great child, forgetting the name, I remember I will mention. One day he saw one of his students, he had come for classes and he never missed his classes. Grown up, very student, he asked him one time. He He said, my wife passed away, so I was visiting with all the
family, etc.
So then he asked, did you think of getting married again? He said, who are you keeping your wife?
Poor person who has got nothing.
So he said, the fire arranged it for you? He said, I don't marry whatsoever. You arrange it for me, not me. And he made his nikah, and he started talking.
And that was the daughter, the prince, the king's son, proposed and refused that proposal.
And the king's son refused that proposal, and he got his daughter married to this little boy who was so poor. And then it said, and the girl's nikah and nikah is even without the permission.
But Islam has given her the right,
if she's grown up, that she can refuse if she wants. But the religion, no, my parents want only good people. And they only get me married in good places. Those children accept it. When the relationship between parents and children goes on, today we hear of a son making his father to come. Hey, all, what things are we hearing about? Unheard of things we are hearing now. These things are happening because we are not bringing that. We're just thinking it together and we're following a different lifestyle.
So anyway,
when he went at night after Isha or so, that
great Ari,
he was never seen anywhere. His house busting house, that's all. And he was fishing the whole day. That's all he said.
And they were surprised that he was going. He
took his daughter, knocked on the door, who is it? And he gave his name. Who is
it? Sayyid ibn Musayyib.
Jihad?
Mr. Sayyid ibn Musayyib.
I think so. Anyway, so when he opened, he said his name is Nash.
Yes.
So when he opened the door, he put his daughter in front. Here is your wife. You married her? And yes, she is. When he went, it was after Maghrib. Then when he came, when she went there, she found he was keeping roza on that day. And he had something for his iftar. So she started. She said, my father told me I'm getting married to a very fine son, but I think I haven't taken my talaq, my divorce. So he said, what? So he said, my father said he's a pious boy, but you haven't got so much tawakkul on Allah that you kept goza that Allah will give your iftar, you arranged to your iftar before. Now what the hell is she? He said that, if I knew where your father wants to stay with me, I knew where you can stay with me. But not for any worldly reason, but because she said you have a burden, so, and what a price. So that type of environment we have to create.
And we are moving in that direction.
The other direction also I agree and I admit, but there are many people I just admire and envy them. That how much of being and how much of sacrifice they got, etc. And they are giving their lives for me. Hey, young boys, young girls, alims, etc. One boy in the Shantaka, for example, he went to university. Second year also, every day without pay, 2 o'clock in the morning, he's up to prepare the same for everyone. And he's working for iftar in his day. And then he's reading almost one Quran Sharif a day. What's all that? Where we heard of this? I feel so shy when I see this. We are nowhere. We can't compare anything. And how many people? What other things? Maulana Aziz wa Rahman sir of Peshawar once told us that they brought a boy to me. And they say this boy reads 3,000 times to Durood Sharif every day. So he was also surprised. He was keen to meet the boy when he met me. Then he makes count on his finger. As soon as he makes salam, tell him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So today we all, Qabristan in what we are talking. Million, our own family million, politics we are discussing, sports we are discussing, weather we are discussing. And one place the Imam, if you say 5-6 times, then it will become loud. Please keep quiet, the janazah, that is our culture. So, choose the right way, make the nikah in the correct way, and then live properly as husband and wife, as Muslim. Children in Islam, bring them up according to Islam, Islam, the thing in Islam, teaching, and we will create an environment, and Allah will give us all.